Hello, friends! Welcome to Secret Society Plant Eaters. Wow, not sad. This is Jessica Brown Atkinson, and it has been forever. I'm excited. So, this is going to be my first time really trying to go fully fruitarian. I even got an awesome mentor through Brightline Eating because that's the kind of structure that's worked with me before, and I'm kind of excited to go back to that because I think it's more sustainable for me, type of thing. So tons of support through them. Yeah, if you want to look them up, if you've had, you know, struggles sticking to stuff, they do all the science behind food addiction and everything like that. So this is gonna be just a quick podcast. I told my daughter that she could have my phone. So, exciting things happening. Like, I've had more hope today than a lot of days in the past because of just contacted one of my friends, my old friends, and she's been doing Brightline Eating for probably 4 years. She's been in her right-sized body for, I think, 2 years and so. And, so she's excited. She's going strong. It's so awesome. I'm excited for her. And, but the exceptional thing is that I asked for a fruitarian sponsor within the 12, step food addiction programs that I've been involved with. And also, my nutritionist and my, other Brightline Eating outreaches that I have done. I haven't found anybody that will sponsor a fruitarian. I haven't searched far and wide, just kind of 5 or 6 feeble attempts type of thing. But I'm excited to have, you know, I told her what I eat, which is mostly fruit, maybe some leafy greens and nuts here and there. And she was fine with that. Oh, so I'm so excited. So I picked up a food scale today. Honestly, I don't know how much I'll be able to use it, or not be able to use it, but want to use it, because I think I'm just going to do the average amount weight of fruits, you know, and not worry about cutting them up or weighing them if I don't have to, you know, just do 8 bananas for a meal, 6 apples, 5 oranges or mangoes, whatever it is, you know, half a watermelon. And then, you know, I think it'll be about 2 pounds per meal for me. At the size and weight I am right now, I think that should be good. But honestly, we'll see, you know. Who knows? If you're worried for my health, you can totally contact me. No problem. I am really confident about this lifestyle. I probably podcasted about it, right? In March or April. Oh yeah, let's wrap it up. So, loved it so much. It's so amazing not to have to cook or prep or, oh man, I don't know. It's just such a simple way of living, and it's so energizing, and my digestion was out of this world. I probably gave TMI. I don't know. If you want to look it up, you can just, there's people, I have the same experience of a lot of people that have done grape cleanses, where you just see grapes. That is my experience in a nutshell. Magical. And anyway, we'll keep it G-rated. No, just kidding. But very, very, very good digestion. What else? What are the perks? Just nice. And then I don't think about food. I just eat and I'm satisfied and energized for the most part, you know. I think what happens for me is I'll get into around food that's not my food, and I'll get hungry, and then I'll kind of get in my head about it. Why am I doing this? I don't need to do this. I just want to be normal, blah, blah, blah. But my real highest self has found that this is going to be the way I want to go. So anyway, wish me luck.
Love you, Wiz.
And, what else? Yeah, I just feel really, really happy and guided and good about it, you know? It's really, really exciting and happy, and I think happy, joyful things are good things, you know? Just, follow that. Follow your bliss. So, anyway, that's my update for the day. What I really was going to talk about, and maybe I'll just save this for next time, so I have to get off I want to get off, is the fact that I am actually happy that I didn't stick with one thing. Like, if I would have gone straight into health promotion and education in college, for example, which I was thinking about doing, if I would have gone into the army maybe, and gone like really strict PT and been amazing, which I was thinking about doing, like physical training and focusing on that aspect, you know what I mean, instead of food. And then if I would have just stuck with whole food plant-based forever, if I would have stuck with just Brightline eating or just 12-step program forever, I wouldn't have discovered, I don't know, a lot of different things like body image, better thought work, better thoughts about myself, more confidence and trust in myself and my food, and you know, a lot of healing from the addiction, from that emotional resilience class through my church is amazing. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, favorite. Just that we're eternal beings that are like worth so much and just so loved and have enormous unlimited potential. It's just a beautiful way to remember and look and at the truth of how who we are as eternal beings. Beautiful, beautiful. That helped heal me just so much. And then yeah, so if I would have stopped and been like, okay, this is my end all be all, like with Brightline Eating, I was like, for sure I'm gonna work for them and become a Brightline Eating coach. And then it became a thing a few years later, like you can become a Brightline Eating coach now, which is exciting. So I might honestly think about that, but it'd be hard to do with my unique beliefs about food. But, you know, you never know. A lot of more fruitarians are cropping up and raw vegans. Yeah, so if I would have stopped at like vegan or raw vegan, you know what I mean? You're getting the gist. All these places along the way, I would not have been able to
This is
discover
really
what
hard.
I know now. I probably wouldn't have kept learning. I just don't think I would have. Maybe I would have, but I'm excited to be able to experiment and kind of progress that way and continue to do so. I'm sure I you know, my mind is being blown over and over, so I do feel like it will probably keep being blown in different ways. But this is what where I'm at right now. I'm gonna try to do mostly mono meals, like the same fruit, or maybe just a couple of fruits, whole fruits. I don't know if I'll do juicing and smoothies. They are
Well,
not juicing and smoothies are not part of Brightline eating. They say it floods your brain with dopamine just the way that sugar and flour do. So it still keeps you in that cycle of wanting to overeat. Now, I know a lot of fruitarians that disagree with that, but I think with my highly sensitive, addictive brain, it might be good to stop the smoothies and juice. Oh, sorry, Izzy, I want to see. But there you go. Thanks for listening. Have an amazing holiday season, high holy days, the festivities, festivals. Probably celebrate Hanukkah this year. We are Christians, and I just learned that Jesus celebrated Hanukkah. Which I don't know. I keep learning more and more. It's so much fun. But have an amazing plant-filled day, fruit-filled day. Love and blessings.